Besseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli soccer fans are returning home and describing anti-Semitic attacks in the Netherlands.
Young people on scooters have attacked Israeli fans in hit-and-run assaults overnight after a soccer game in Amsterdam, apparently fueled by calls to target Jewish people, spread on social media, Dutch authorities say. Maccabi Tel Aviv fan Alia Cohen, now back in Israel, they were looking for Jewish groups. It was a group of five Muslims who approached us, looking at us. We were without the Maccabi shirts. We were wearing a black shirt like the one I'm wearing now. They did not recognize that we were Israelis. So we moved quickly to the other side of the street. I'm Charles Dillazesma.
There are new details into an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump before Tuesday's election.
A criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed leader in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact to put together a plan last month to track and ultimately assassinate Donald Trump. The contact's been identified as Farzad Shakari, who was told if he couldn't develop a plot by then, the Iranian official would wait until after the election, thinking it would be easier to reach Trump then if he had lost. Federal officials have been describing ongoing efforts by Iran to target U.S. government officials, including Trump, on U.S. soil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Southern California firefighters have made progress against a wildfire that's destroyed 132 structures, mostly homes. The flames were fanned by fierce wind gusts that began easing Friday, allowing some people to return to sort through the charred remains of their homes. On Wall Street, the Dow by 259 points, the Nasdaq rose 17. This is SRN News. Most Christians have non-Christian friends.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 71% of Protestant churchgoers say there are people in their circle of friends who do not share their religious beliefs. The vast majority of these non-Christian buddies are either Jewish or atheists and agnostics. Only 28% of Protestant churchgoers say they have at least a friend who is Muslim, and just 11% report having a Buddhist or Hindu amongst their closest acquaintances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri is one of several states where voters approved an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution this week. Now Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion business, is moving in. The organization has already filed suit in state court seeking to invalidate the Missouri abortion ban and several laws that regulate abortion. Planned Parenthood officials say they want to immediately start offering abortions in the state. This is SRN News. People are mourning the death of an internet pioneer.
The man behind the voice at AOL has died. Elwood Edwards made $200 from taping America Online greetings in 1989, sitting on his living room couch.
You've got mail.
There were other greetings.
File's done. Goodbye.
You've got mail became a pop culture catchphrase. It was the title of a 1998 Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Welcome.
You've got mail.
Edwards had worked in radio and TV. His second wife was a customer service rep for the internet provider that later became known as AOL. She heard the company was looking for someone to be the voice of its software and suggested him. I'm Ed Donahue.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency in 23 counties swamped by flooding rainstorms in the southern part of the state. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.